This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that around 10 lakh government jobs have been provided to the youth of the country in the last 1.5 years. Mr. Modi said this while distributing more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing. He said that there is a campaign going on to provide government jobs in various ministries, departments and institutions of the country for the last 10 years. Prime Minister Modi said that Rozgar Melas are empowering the youth and unlocking their potential. Prime Minister Modi said full utilization of the potential and talent of the country's youth is a priority of the government. Mr. Modi said India is committed to becoming a developed nation by 2047 as the country's policies and decisions focus on empowering its talented youth. The Prime Minister highlighted that the government has launched several schemes like Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, Startup India, Stand Up India, Digital India, and every scheme has been made keeping the youth at the centre. BJP today released charge sheet against the Delhi government ahead of assembly polls in the national capital. Senior party leader Anurag Singh Thakur, Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva and other leaders unveiled the document in New Delhi, accusing the AAP government of misgovernance and not fulfilling the promises made to the people. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Thakur listed out pollution in the Yamuna River, air pollution in Delhi, corruption in the city and other issues to target AAP convener and former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Mr. Kejriwal has rejected the allegations, saying the BJP does not have any issues to raise. In Uttar Pradesh, 3 pro-Khalistan terrorists were killed in an encounter led by a joint team of UP and Punjab police in Pilibhit district this morning. It is believed the terrorists were involved in a grenade attack at a police post in Punjab's Gurdaspur district on the 19th of this month. The police said they had received a tip-off on the suspicious movement of some pro-Khalistan terrorists in the region. The police team tried to nab them, but they started firing at the cars, which triggered the encounter. The critically injured terrorists were sent to CHC Puranpur Hospital for treatment, but they were declared dead. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav told media that the accused have been identified as Gurvinder Singh, Virendra Singh and Jasanpreet Singh. National Farmers' Day or Kisan Divas is being observed in the country today. The day honours the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. Kisan Divas is observed on the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh to recognise his contribution to the agriculture sector and the welfare of the farmers. Recognising the vital role of farmers, the government has taken several initiatives like PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Fasal Bima Yojana and PM Kisan Man Dhan Yojana to provide financial security, risk mitigation and long-term social security to farmers. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary today. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the government has created a new stream to generate wealth from waste in the last 10 years. He said this while inaugurating a workshop on National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. During his address, he discussed the evolution of governance reforms, from reducing physical files to considering the environmental impact of discarded items like chairs and computers. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has appointed Indian-American entrepreneur Sri Ramakrishnan as the senior White House policy advisor on artificial intelligence, or AI. Mr. Trump said Mr. Krishnan will work closely with David Sachs, who has been appointed as the White House AI and crypto czar, to shape AI policy across the federal government. Krishnan's appointment has been widely applauded by the Indian-American community, recognizing his contributions to technology and leadership. Krishnan expressed his gratitude on the social media platform X following the announcement. And northern India is experiencing a severe cold wave, with states like Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Madhya Pradesh grappling with freezing temperatures and heavy rains. The IMD has issued orange alert for several districts of these states, attributing the extreme weather to an incoming western disturbance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.